This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Can I ask how are you doing today? How's fasting with you? So Ramadan is gone, huh? Inshallah, as of tomorrow, it will be the 20th. And then we're going to enter these beautiful nights, the final nights of Ramadan. Today, inshallah, the Sheikh has completed Surah Saba. So there are four surahs today. Surah Saba and Surah Fatir. He's now reciting Surah Fatir. And then Yasin, which you all know. And then after Yasin, As-Saffat. These are four surahs that we'll be covering today, inshallah ta'ala. All these surahs are Makki surahs. And the three first ones are from the Mathani, Saba and Fatir. And Yasin, they're from the Mathani, which means they are less than 100 ayat. Except Surah As-Saffat is more than 100, so it's from the Al-Mi'in. Who said Mi'in? Aywa. What happened to my chocolate? Only this much left. What are you guys doing? The Sheikh took it. Jazakallah. Aywa. Here it is, my friend. MashaAllah. So, Surah As-Saba. All these surahs, my brothers and sisters, the theme is submission to Allah. I can summarize it for you. The theme for all these surahs is to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah As-Saba. It's Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about His ni'am. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about His bounties. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the story of Saba. لقد كان لسبأ في لقد كان لسب شيخنا لقد كان في مسكنهم آية. The people of Saba in Yemen, what happened was they were so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with so much blessings. جنتين عن يمين وشمال, gardens filled with fruits. It's been narrated or reported that a woman would have a basket. And then she would cross. She would not even have to go and pick up anything from the trees. She would just cross the garden from the beginning until the end. The basket will be filled with fruits. So much ni'am that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us so much. فَأَعْرَضُوا They chose to deviate, not to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَلِمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them through a flood. And they used to have this dam called Saddu Ma'rab. And that dam got destroyed and a lot of them left and some got destroyed. And those who left eventually will come into Jazirat al-Arab. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about His ni'am again. This is from Surah Saba. Brothers and sisters, the theme of this surah just particularly is the example of nations. Any nation, any civilization who chooses to deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nation shall collapse. That nation shall collapse. And this has been the history from the very beginning. Surah Fatir talks again about the surrendering of Allah to Allah Azza wa Jal. It talks about the ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jal. It talks about the izzat or izzah, dignity, honor, is derived from the name of Allah. Who knows? Izzat is derived from the name of Allah. Who said that first? Yes, sir. Is derived from the name of Allah, Al-Aziz. You can derive an attribute from a name of Allah, but you cannot derive a name from an attribute. You cannot say Al-Aziz is derived from Izzat. You can say that. But you can say the Izzat, honor, dignity, is an attribute of Allah, is derived from the name of Allah, Al-Aziz. Ya ayyuha nas, Sheikh has mentioned that just before. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ All you people, remind yourselves in the ni'am of Allah that Allah has blessed you with. The blessings that Allah has blessed you with. We cannot enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah goes, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ All you people, you are fuqara, you are the one who are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the free of need subhanahu. We are the one, we are the faqir. Allah is al-ghani. إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ If he wishes, he can exchange you, he can change you. If he wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can change you with a different generation. So we have no other choice than to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to come back to this surah later on at the very end when I mention, when I share with you an ayah that will change your life. Surah number 3, Yasin. I'm going quite fast because of time, as you may know. Surah Yasin, you all know the surah, you all love the surah, but unfortunately there's lots of ahadith which are not even weak with regard to Surah Yasin, fabricated ahadith, mawdu' ahadith with regard to Surah Yasin. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. His name is Ubay ibn Khalaf. He came to Rasulullah with some bones. He crushed the bones until they turned into dust. And then he told, Ya Rasulullah, he didn't say Ya Rasulullah. He was not a believer. He says, Ya Muhammad, هل يستطيع ربك? Can your Lord resurrect these bones after they turned into dust? هل يستطيع ربك أن يبعث هذا بعدما أرم? Can your Lord resurrect these bones after they have become dust? Then the Prophet replied, Allah, نعم يستطيع سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yab'ath, na'am, Allah can resurrect these bones. Thumma yumituk, thumma yuhyik, thumma yudkhiluk al-nar. Then the Prophet told him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that yes, Allah can, he will resurrect these bones. And then you will die. And he shall revive you and he shall admit you or throw you into hellfire. Because he's a man who wanted to ridicule not only the Prophet Muhammad but he wanted to ridicule and mock Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet Muhammad he lived with the name of Allah Al-Aziz. Izzah. You cannot let somebody mock you or ridicule you, let alone mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billah. La. You have to take some stance. Rasulullah kal Rahim. بالمؤمنين رحوف الرحيم. He is kind, he is merciful, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he takes some stance with somebody who wants to ridicule your deen, that you take some positive stance. This is Surah Yasin. Allah Azza wa Jal then start talking about in Surah Yasin the example of this qarya, this town, whereby Allah Azza wa Jal sent three prophets upon. Three prophets. Sometimes Allah will send one prophet to a town or to a nation. Sometimes Allah will send two prophets. Sometimes Allah will send three prophets. So this particular town, Allah has sent three prophets to give them da'wah. On top of that came a man, a believing man, who came to them to help out, to assist. Ya qawmi, all you people, follow the mursaleen, follow these prophets. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the qariya, that town. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the creations, both His creations, the alternation of the day and night. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. The shams, what's shams in Arab, in English? Oh, you know that word. Okay, sun, yes, sun. I can't just give you cane for everything you say, but sun, every sun, you're a sun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ. The shams was not to supersede, and nor the earth and the night, the alternation between the day and night. Night was not to supersede the day was not to supersede the night. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everything floats in its own orbit. One, you know, this is submission. The submission, the surrendering, even the shams, even the qamar, even the moon, everything surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even everything that you see and don't see are making sujood and tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah As-Saffat at the very end. I'm doing good. It's only 8 minutes. Khalas, I have 2 more minutes inshallah ta'ala or less. Surah As-Saffat, according to the Ibn Kathir and Tabari, reporting from Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Qatada, As-Saffat, angels. Was-Saffati Saffa. وَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرَى. By the way, this surah is one of the most powerful surah on jinn. Those who perform their ruqya, subhanallah, and you don't ask me about this, right? You may. But the surah, when you recite on someone who's been hit with the evil, with the black magic and whatnot, they tend to recite Surah As-Saffat. Is a very powerful surah. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّةِ. The angels who are doing safya. And when the Prophet Muhammad says, أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءُ وَحُقَّنَهَا أَنْ تَعِطْ. The sama, the heavens have become so overcrowded with angels, you will not find a place or a spot of four fingers other than you will find an angel either making sujood or ruku' to Allah. Imagine the whole heaven, the whole sky filled with angels. Some are making sujood, some are making ruku' until from the day Allah created them until the end of time. And brothers and sisters, the day, in the day of judgment, when this angel who's making sujood, or this angel who's making ruku', he will stand from his ruku', or he will stand from his sujood, and he will look at the face of Allah, he shall say, Subhanaka ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. He will say, praise be to you, Allah, we have not worshipped you as we're supposed to. All his life, been making sujood and ruku', yet he would say, I have not worshipped you as I'm supposed to. Brothers and sisters, something that drew my attention in the Surah As-Saffat, the beautiful dialogue that happened between Ibrahim and his son. When Ibrahim saw this dream, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا ثَرَى. Oh my, يَا بُنَيْ, oh my beloved son, I saw in my dream that I'm slaughtering you, that I'm sacrificing you. What do you think? A father is consulting with his son. Not in a dream. I saw in my dream, I'm killing you, I'm slaughtering you, I'm sacrificing you. You know, Ismail alayhi salam, he did not run away to his mom. Mom, mom, dad wants to kill me. You know, Ismail, what did he tell his father? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي. The father said, يَا بُنَيْ. The son said, يَا أَبَتِي فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدِينِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh my father, do as you were told. Do as you wish. I shall be from those who are patient. It's beautiful, you know, when you raise your kid, you know, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually your kid not only will listen to you, he will say, Ya Abati, I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do as you were told. Brothers and sisters, an ayah that will change your life. From Surat Fatir, verse number 9. Man kana yuridu al-izzata fal-izzatu lillahi jami'a. The Sheikh has mentioned this before sujood today. Whoever wants izzah, izzah is from Allah. Whoever wants honor, honor is from Allah. There is no izzah if Allah does not give you izzah. There is no honor, there is no dignity except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be proud of who you are. This is what the message says. Be proud of your deen. Be proud of your name. Be proud of your identity. Be proud that you're a Muslim, that you're a Muslimah. Be proud of your hijab, of your niqab. Be proud of who you are. Al-izzah, live with the name of Allah Al-Aziz. When the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam says in this hadith reported by Tabarani and narrated by Jabir, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ وَلَيْتُلْكَ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَدٍ وَلَا وَبَدٍ إِلَّا دْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذُلِّ دَلِيلٍ. When the Prophet says that this religion of Islam will reach the four corner of the world, there will not be one single house left out who has not heard of something called La ilaha illallah. Whether they like it or not, Islam is spreading. Islam is moving. Allahumma lakal hamd. The charity, the caravan is moving. Now your choice is whether you want to join the caravan and say La ilaha illallah, or you're going to lose. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of your name. Don't change your name from Mo to Mike. No. Yeah, Mo or Muhammad to Mike. Or Abdullah to Abdel, or Abdul, or Del. Yeah, I need these names and I don't understand. Or I've heard something even Ibrahim Ibi. I don't know. Zi Shan. Ya Habibi, be proud of who you are, be proud of your identity, be proud that you're a Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to practice, to convey. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.